I'm Peter Walker.
And myself, Roy Burnett, are two of the stonemasons worked on Coventry Cathedral for 7 years. I was just turned 17 in 1955, and Peter was just turned 19, wasn't he?
Yeah, just 19, yeah. The Baptist window in the cathedral now, every one of them pieces were masoned at the stoneyard.
Individually. We didn't just do the windows, we did
everything.
I reckon that both myself and Peter did one in every 20 stones in that building came through our hands. If it was only just working the ends of the stone, you could probably do 10 or 15 a day. But if it was a piece of the baptistry window, you did one every 14 hours. It was hard work, very hard work. When you first started out, your arms were dropping off, but after a few years, your body was accustomed to what you had to do.
The working hand, there was medieval, there was belts going, there was swords going, there was no health and safety whatsoever. There was hardly any toilets. Well, there was toilets, went to the river.
Obviously, when you're masoning, sand's coming off the stone and you're standing in it, and about every 8 or 9 hours you have to dig yourself out. We used to wear thick woolly army socks and Wellingtons in the winter. Minus 22 degrees it worked in.
Well, so when the stone come off the swords, it was wet through. So it was cutting with water.
Froze the stone solid.
The foundation stone wasn't a proper one, was it?
Because the original one was Basil Spence. He picked it out of the quarry himself. He said that was a foundation stone.
The first one tippled over. It froze during the day, and it was balanced on two blocks. At the night time, it thawed, and the stone tipped.
It had fallen over.
Knocked a big piece out of it.
Every stone in that building's got a number on, individual number. And a lot of them have got my wife's name underneath them, and Pete used to put his girlfriend's name under them. You know, just put the initials underneath them. It was 1972 when I first went. I'd just bought a car and I decided we'd go down and have a look at it. I went in the cathedral and there was a woman, and she says, "Good morning, can I help you?" And I says, "Not really, I've come to look at my cathedral." "What do you mean you built this cathedral?" So when I got all these photographs out, she was absolutely gobsmacked.
I was quite disappointed in it. I thought it had been a lot better than it was, but over the years, I've got accustomed to it. It's grown on me. And now I see it on television, I think to myself, it's my bad.
Every time I see it on the television now, I'm very, very impressed. It's funny, the funny feeling, really, you know. I always shout out, "I built that."